Welcome back, Galway Islanders. We're pleased to bring you a soothing world to help you and your children relax. Before we begin, have you left a review for Be Calm on Galway Island? We need your positive reviews. Your reviews help others find our stories and keep us on the air. Everyone makes a difference. So please add your positive reviews to our Amazon Alexa skill page, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite app. Let the world know how much you love Be Calm on Galway Island. Thank you. We really appreciate your help. Now, let's relax. If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Galway Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello everyone, let's get ready to be calm on Galway Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands apart as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax as you hold the ball, and let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your chest and belly. In and out. as you breathe, more love fills the ball. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is still relaxed. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Even more love fills the ball. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out as you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Relax as you hold the ball. Think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Imagine the ones you love, your school, your town, your country, or the earth, and hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Train Game. James sighed. A long, deep exhale. It was not like a nice, relaxing dragon breath. It was an annoyed, disappointed kind of sigh. It was a Sunday afternoon in deep summer, and James longed to be outside playing at the park. He pressed his nose up against the front window, looking out at the park across the street. If he looked carefully, he could see the playground in the distance. The playground at the park was one of his very favorite places. The playground had ropes to climb on, perfect for pretending to be a pirate, a twisty slide, monkey bars, and even a tire swing. James and his sister Julia would take turns pushing each other on the swing. Julia usually let James go first, because he was the youngest, and she'd push him round and round and round. When he got too dizzy, they would switch places until Julia got too dizzy. But there was to be no playing in the park today. On Friday evening, there was a big thunderstorm. Mom's phone buzzed several times that evening to warn people about the severe weather. James was scared about the buzzing at first, but Mom explained that he didn't need to be afraid. It was actually good that the phone was buzzing, because that way, everyone could know that it wasn't safe to go outside and play. As long as everyone stayed inside, things would be okay. The thunder was very loud all night long, but Mom was right. Everyone was perfectly safe, and the thunder had stopped by morning. But all day long on Saturday, it had rained and rained and rained, and now it was still raining. Even if it stopped raining right now, James knew he couldn't go to the park today no matter what. Mom said the park would be too muddy and would need to dry out for a couple of days. James sighed again, even louder. Then he harumphed a little bit. Harumph. This made his sister, Julia, who was sitting on the couch, look up. "What's wrong, James?" "You know what's wrong. It's raining and we can't go to the park," James exclaimed. "I think it's never going to stop raining and we won't ever get to go to the park again because it'll be all flooded forever." "That's silly," Julia said. "It's going to stop sometime, and then everything will dry up." James sniffled a little and rubbed his eyes. "But I really wanted to play with you at the park today." Julia got up off the couch and walked over to James by the window. She gave him a hug. "I know. I want to play there too. But I have an idea for a game we can play inside. Do you want to play with me?" James wasn't sure, but he didn't know what else to do. "Well, I guess so. What game?" "The train game," said Julia. "What kind of game is that?" asked James. "You'll see," responded Julia. "We played it at my friend's house. It's really fun. But we need some help from Mom." "Mom! Mom!" Julia ran off toward the bedroom looking for Mom. James wandered over to the couch and sat down with a thump, still feeling very sad about the park. But he was also getting very curious about what the train game might be. He reached for his favorite blanket next to him on the couch and wrapped it around himself. He heard Julia excitedly talking to Mom in the other room. A couple minutes later, Mom came out of the bedroom and headed for the garage, Julia hopping after her. "Thank you, Mom. James, Mom is going to help us get what we need for the train game." They disappeared into the garage. James still felt too sad to get up, but he couldn't stop feeling curious about the game. In a few more minutes, Mom and Julia came back into the living room. Mom was carrying several luggage cardboard boxes. Some of them were just plain boxes, but James recognized that one of them was the big box that the new microwave had been in when the old microwave broke a few weeks ago. Now, very curious, James got off the couch. "Okay, James, Julia, here are the boxes." "You mean train cars, Mom," interjected Julia. "Excuse me, here are the train cars, James and Julia. James, do you want to get markers from the craft box? Julia, you can take some tape out of the kitchen drawer, and here's some paper from the printer." Thank you, Mom, said Julia, dancing over to the kitchen. Have fun, you two. I'll be in the bedroom. James walked over the craft box with more spring in his step than he'd had all weekend. He grabbed two big handfuls of markers and hurried back to the main part of the room where Mom had placed the boxes. What is the game like, Julia? James asked. Well, it's a train game. So these are our train cars. But first, we need to put our train together, of course, and then we can ride it. That big microwave box is the engine, of course. Julia explained that they could use the markers to draw pictures on each of the cardboard boxes to show what kind of train car each box was. James decided one of the boxes was a passenger car, so he drew big windows on both sides of the box. He even drew people in some of the windows. Then he decided another box should be the caboose, so he colored it with as much red marker as he could and added more windows. The caboose needs a smokestack, he exclaimed. Julia, how can we get a smokestack? Julia thought for a moment. She had been working hard at turning the microwave into the train engine. It was a little harder to do because the microwave box had big photos of microwaves all over it. But Julia had cleverly taped the printer paper to the sides of the box and was drawing onto the paper instead. Then Julia said, what about a toilet paper roll? That's too short, James started to say, but then he thought a little harder and said, oh, I know, just a minute. James got up and ran to the laundry room. The laundry room had a big box where the family kept things to go into the recycling can on garbage day. James remembered that yesterday, Mom had finished up a roll of paper towels and had put the empty cardboard tube in the recycling can. James remembered this because Mom had playfully bobbed herself on the head with the tube and it made a funny noise. James took the cardboard tube out of the can and brought it back to the living room. He taped the tube to the back of the cardboard box. Voila! A smokestack! I've got another idea, James said. Mom! Mom! James ran to the bedroom and asked Mom, Mom, may I please have one of those little fluffy things you use in the bathroom sometimes? Fluffy things? She said, confused. Oh, you mean a cotton ball? Yes, please. I need to make smoke. Mom smiled and took James into the bathroom with her. She pulled three cotton balls out of their little jar. Okay, but only three, all right? We shouldn't use too many. James thanked his mom and ran back to the living room. He pulled apart the cotton balls so they weren't balls anymore, but just blobs of fluffy cotton. He stretched them out into long pieces and taped them to the top of the smokestack. Now his caboose really looked realistic. Julia and James worked on their train cars for a long time, but then it was time to play in them. Julia decided to be the conductor, and James decided to be the train engineer. They played for a long, long time. They talked about all the imaginary people who were riding the train, and they talked about where the train was going. Sometimes they took turns pushing each other in the boxes, sliding them across the wooden floors. James had remembered that Grandpa gave them a wooden train whistle for a birthday last year, so they even had sound effects. It was especially exciting and kind of funny when they pretended the train got out of control and almost crashed. But of course, nobody got hurt, not even the imaginary people. They played for so long that James began to feel kind of sleepy. He grabbed a pillow and his favorite blanket off the couch and climbed into the passenger train car. He could still hear Julia talking to some imaginary passengers. But James couldn't keep his eyes open. He yawned and curled up in the box, cozy with his pillow and blanket around him. He began to pretend he was in a real train car. He remembered that Grandpa told him once that some special, long-distance trains have train cars with beds in them so that you can sleep during really long train rides. Grandpa called them sleeper cars, which James thought was a funny name. James pretended he was in one of those special sleeper cars. With his eyes shut, he became more aware of the noises around him, and he noticed for the first time in several hours that he could still hear rain pouring down. But now he didn't mind. It felt cozy to hear the rain. He imagined what it must be like to be on a real sleeper car, with the car rocking back and forth, with a clack, clack, clack on the tracks, and a drip, drip, drip of the rain on the roof. James took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Clack, 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 drip, 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 another dragon breath, in and out. James thought briefly about how he felt so sad about the park earlier today, but actually, he had a wonderful day. James took one more deep dragon breath. In and out. Just before he fell asleep, he thought about Julia and how grateful he was to have such a creative sister. "I love you, Julia," he said. And then, with one last imaginary clack, 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 he fell asleep in his pretend sleeper car. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Ah Wei Island. See you next time.